grab your machetes for today's GeoQuiz, because we're hacking our way to a jungle graveyard on Nicaragua's southern Caribbean coast. Our destination is a former British trading post that's now an overgrown ghost town. It's at the mouth of Nicaragua's San Juan River. In the 1840s and 50s, U.S. industrialist Cornelius Vanderbilt used the former garrison as a base to ship travelers to Gold Rush, California. Residents of the then-bustling town had hoped it would become the starting point of the hemisphere's first transoceanic canal, but Panama captured that prize instead, and Nicaragua's dream turned to dust. What's the name of the secluded former British protectorate? The answer is not remote. It's coming right up in about a minute. This is PRI.
The World is brought to you by PRI with support from the investment firm of Raymond James, Wealth Management, Bank, and Capital Markets. Details on finding a local advisor at lifewellplanned.com.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to Nicaragua in search of that abandoned British settlement we mentioned in our GeoQuiz today. Peter Stevenson is our guide. Stevenson works for the Inter-American Development Bank in Managua, Nicaragua. So, Peter, what did the British call this settlement? It's now a ghost town on the southern Caribbean coast of Nicaragua.
Well, the settlement was called Grey Town originally, and it's known as San Juan de Nicaragua.
Right. The locals call it San Juan de Nicaragua. It's called Grey Town by the British, and it is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Tell us why you hacked your way into this town. It sounds like it's pretty much all but buried in jungle. What were you looking for?
Well, I've been living in Nicaragua for the last 4 years, and I have some family connections to the country. So when the new airport opened in Grey Town, we flew down there and had a look in the cemeteries and found a tomb there that belongs to a relative of my grandfather. This was a lady who died in 1901 and was actually related to my great-great-grandmother.
So you did find signs of your ancestors, right?
Yes, the Scott family, which is my mother's side of the family, had originated in Grey Town. I don't know if it's my great-great-great-grandfather arrived there in 1853. Working for Cornelius Vanderbilt and ran his steamboat company.
Right. Well, that's kind of an interesting part of the story. Greytown was a British protectorate, but by the mid-1800s, it was in the hands of U.S. industrialist Cornelius Vanderbilt. What did he hope to do with Greytown? Why was he there?
Well, this was a route facilitating access of North Americans who wanted to go from the East Coast to California during the Gold Rush. So people would sail down to Greytown, get a steamboat up the San Juan River, and then cross a narrow peninsula to the Pacific Ocean, and then sail up to California. At the same time, that was the route that Vanderbilt was favoring for the Interoceanic Canal, which is now, as you know, located in Panama, but which is now in the news again here in Nicaragua because the government is looking for partners to develop the canal again.
The early 1850s, that seemed to be Greytown's moment in the sun, but then boom went to bust. The U.S. Navy burned the whole place down in 1854. Why'd they do that?
It may have been disagreements with Vanderbilt or with the British. In those days, there was also a civil war going on in Nicaragua between liberals and conservatives, and that's what created the conditions for the invasion of Nicaragua by William Walker, who was really acting on behalf of Vanderbilt, who was basically, I think, trying to take over the country to facilitate the whole interoceanic canal project.
Right. And then to send Greytown into total oblivion, the canal project went to Panama. How stiff was the competition for the canal?
Well, it was very competitive. One of the ways they discredited the Nicaraguan option was to show a postage stamp with a volcano in eruption, a Nicaraguan postage stamp. And as you know, we're a very volcanic region here. Panama doesn't have as many volcanoes or any, if at all, compared to Nicaragua. And when that postage stamp was shown around the U.S. Congress, it was said that this was a very dangerous and unstable part of the world and not suitable for a major project like that because of the earthquake risk. So that's one of the tricks that was played in order to move the project to Panama.
Peter Stevenson works for the Inter-American Development Bank in the Nicaraguan capital, Managua. He trekked to San Juan de Nicaragua, a town known in English as Great Town on Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. Peter Stevenson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.